Do you listen to How Did This Get Made? It's a podcast where June Diane Raphael, Jason Mantzoukas, and Paul Scheer pick a weird, insane movie, like the Nicolas Cage movie, The Wicker Man, and basically make fun of it and celebrate its weirdness.
This week, they're releasing an episode about The Room, probably the most beloved bad movie of all time. It really is amazing. It's out of control. And they're having, like, tons of interviews. It's going to be good.
Paul talked to the cast of The Disaster Artist, a new movie about the making of The Room. He got James Franco, Seth Rogen, and even Tommy Wiseau, who directed The Room, to weigh in on the original and what it was like to remake it.
Great news. I've seen The Room. Have you, Emily?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. I've seen The Room. I've seen The Disaster Artist. Both are staggering. And you have to check it out. Get on this tip because it's important.
So go listen to this special episode, How Did This Get Made, in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcast app. Hey, the holiday season is here, and PodSwag is celebrating with 12 days of all new products.
From mugs. Who has mugs, Emily?
I believe How to Be Less Old has mugs.
Do we have merch?
We've got merch.
We got a piece of merch, y'all, and it is out there to be purchased. You got mugs, posters, stickers, tees. PodSwag has the perfect gift for any podcast fans in your life, so you got to go check it out.
Head over to podswag.com/12days to see for yourself. They just released HTBLO mugs.
I got to say, they're very cute. I mean, what do you feel when you look at it? Like, I feel pride that we have a piece of something that I would want to hand to somebody.
They're gorgeous, y'all. They're gorgeous.
They really are. So just keep checking in for the other new products every day until December 12th. That's podswag.com/12days. Or you could just go over to podswag.com and search the show, like HTBLO, that you want.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Well, it's another day to learn. It's another day for education.
And it's a day for living.
That's right.
Like truly living.
Living. Vagina out, tits up, let's do it. You know what I mean?
Mouths open.
Wow, it's a lot. We're doing a lot.
We're doing a lot. It's just on theme today.
We have a spectacular guest coming in.
If you could just take a moment, take a deep breath with us.
Right.
We have Jessica Chaffin coming in.
And you particularly have been a huge fan for years, right?
Look, I don't know that she knows this, and she's probably going to discover when she listens, that I have the biggest crush on her.
Oh.
Like the biggest lady crush ever.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how you would watch her do Rona and Bev, right?
Oh, for sure. Huge Rona and Beverly fan for years and years. And there have been two comics in my life that have made me wet myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Pre-pregnancy. I mean, now it's like I'm peeing everywhere. But, and she's one of them.
Here's the thing. Here's a little information for you. You never marry your type, okay?
Yeah.
Your type is like your psychosis or your problem.
Yeah.
So these girls that you keep going through and you'll cycle through them as long as you can and take your time and however long it takes, just don't marry any of them.
No.
Because that just gets complicated. I mean, legally it's complicated.
Right, yeah.
You move, they move in, they move out. You're a homeowner. Now we're a homeowner. Now you're a homeowner. They have to sell that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Okay. Yeah.
There's a dog involved. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah.
But these people that you think are your type that you're after,
right?
That's your problem.
Okay. It's like id, ego, super.
Whatever it is you think you need, you're trying to find from these people. At some point, you're going to figure out who you are. You move on. You marry a nice girl. You have a nice family with her. Maybe you're not the most attracted to her that you have been to anyone in your life.
That goes anyway.
These things happen.
She's a pisser.
She's a pisser.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
She's extremely brilliant.
Oh, my God. I don't think I can think of a smarter person.
No, it's intimidating.
Yes.
But she is a delight. She knows everything. We're going to bring her in for a topic that is beneath her.
Well, she doesn't know about it, and now she does. So we've helped educate the smartest woman we know.
That's true.
Right.
Mukbang.
Mukbang.
So my BFF, one of my BFFs, Carrie, has brought to us a mukbang, which is so crazy. It is the It's on the YouTubes. Apparently, it's like a Korean. It comes from a Korean eating show. That's the origin of it. Mm-hmm. But now, like, YouTube personalities and mukbang aficionados sit there and they eat massive amounts of food in a sitting.
Like an uncomfortable amount of food, right?
A shocking amount of food.
From what I saw of, like, the origin, I'm assuming, they're also, like, very small people eating an incredible amount of
food.
And it
seems to be exclusively women, although I'm sure a man is doing a mukbang. We didn't come across a man doing it, but it seems to be a female-driven thing.
That's correct. And I'm also wondering if there's something to that. Is it, okay, you know, kind of a fetishy thing? Is it a sex?
There's definitely something over there.
Right. There's a lot to explore.
Something's doing. I mean, it's out of 10. So, you know, Jessica's in, and I believe she has a new podcast that
The Kibitz.
There we go.
Yeah.
So
thank God I'm here.
We're going to learn a lot from her. I'm so excited. And we're going to just, I can't wait to hear her thoughts. I said, do me a favor, just familiarize yourself with mukbang. And we
got some replies from her.
She was like, I can't sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll find out about that.
How to be less old.
We are here.
Oh, Jessica.
Guys.
This is a thrill.
Thank you. We needed you today, whether you knew it or not.
Well, I guess we're all going to – I mean, I've already found out two or three things that I needed that I didn't even know that I needed. And we hadn't even started yet.
That is
a lot of learning.
We're doing the Lord's work here at How to Be Less Old.
We're talking about Deanna's fantastic nails, not gel.
No. Do we know what this process is called? I mean, I have to say I feel – like an absolute rube that I'm in the dark about this.
I know. This is something you should know. So yeah. I'm so sorry.
This is great.
I don't feel good.
You should feel wonderful.
No, I feel like.
Or does the universe feel upended
to
you?
It does. Things feel wrong. I like you to know before I know.
I would never know this.
I wouldn't know it either. Here's what happened.
Though technically, I think I had something similar done to me in Boston.
Okay, so we're talking about my nails.
But I didn't dip in anything.
We're talking about nail polish, yeah. And we're talking about the dipping process into a powder, which Jessica was complimenting my nails. So what did you do in Boston?
I honestly can barely remember, but it was all about the base coat. Because actually in Boston, what the thing was, this was at Mini Lux, which is like a chain across Boston.
Okay.
Which
one were you at?
I was at the Newbury Street location.
Let's just shout it
there
out.
There, I think, are two new Newbury Street locations, but I was at the one near Gloucester, between Gloucester and Fairfield, I think. And it's very cute. It's in a brownstone. But their kind of thing is that all their tools are clean. Mm-hmm. They have like the Mini Lux clean lab.
Right.
Who knows?
So annoying.
Who knows? Sure. I think that the focus of the nails I was getting was that they would dry immediately and that then you could just go do whatever you want. You could leave and you could do everything. We wouldn't have the thing where, like, you waited for 20 minutes and then you took out your car keys and you nicked the end of your nail.
Every time.
Because they weren't just – they were just a little juicy still.
Mm-hmm. So it was a quick dry process.
Yeah. Mine's different. So let's hear about this powder.
And I'm looking, I tried to do a quick Google. I can't find the name of it, but I think the process is called like nail dipping.
Okay.
So it's supposed, the process they do at this salon called Nail Station on Rowena is supposed to be, it's a healthier product. That's what they say.
I'd love to know why.
Well, I don't think it has the chemicals that a gel. I had been doing gels. And my nails got destroyed.
Thrashed, right?
Thrashed.
Yeah.
Beyond.
I've never done gels. I'll tell you why, because I have never trusted.
Even when you do a show or something where you don't want to get the.
Well, my nails are thrashed from wearing fake nails. Whenever we do Run on Beverly, I wear fake nails and I'm pulling them on and off. And what you don't realize is that your nails are sort of like, even though it's dead protein, they're kind of a living thing. So like when you pull off nails, you're kind of pulling off the top layer, that protective layer. And the real thing you have to worry about is damaging your cuticles. Because if you damage your cuticles, your nails grow in wrong. Or like they start to get liney or they start to get, you know, like.
I've got the lines. Ridges.
Ridges, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But basically, the gels, people are always like, do the gels. They last. Because also, I mean, I'm always constantly getting manicured and doing the dishes and being like, why the fuck is this
well,
my life?
It's upsetting.
Right. But it's also the same thing as like getting your period where you're like, oh, well, I just got my nails done. I feel great. Like, yeah, like after your period, you're like, that'll never happen again.
And then it's amazing.
And it's like, really? It's going to be so much sooner than you think it's going to be.
It
and
is. It'll be like, it's a shocking. It's,
you know, you just completely. What's that called? Cognitive dissonance?
Yes.
When you have to believe something else in order to, like, because you can't deal with the reality of the other situation. Like, this is happening, so I'll just pretend that the other thing isn't happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, blah, blah, blah. But the whenever I saw women taking the gels off, that they had to basically soak their fingers in napalm, as we discussed.
And they do, yes.
For 10 minutes.
And
then wrap it
up
in tin foil.
In the napalm, yes.
Like that you couldn't simply just use nail polish remover to
no,
take them off.
No, they've got to soak a cotton ball, stick it on your nail, yeah. And then wrap it up. Like as if you're like getting your hair dyed. Like,
yes.
And you're under the like hair dryer and then scrape it. They have to scrape it.
And then
it.
They scrape it off. And I was like, this can't be.
Yeah, it's not can't be.
Can it
it's
be?
Terrible.
It's terrible.
And by the way, this process to take it off, you're in napalm. So
oh,
it probably
really?
– totally like
so
cancels out
yeah.
everything.
So tell me of the dipping.
So you just, it's, they put what looks
they
like
look
a nail
amazing.
Polish.
Your fingers look like 10 rubies.
Thank
don't
you.
They?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But like fall
they're
rubies.
They're feeling embarrassed. Fall, thank you.
Fall rubies. Because there's like a little bit of like, there's a dash of brown to that color.
Wow. Okay, thank yeah. you. So they put a nail polish on.
Garnet.
Looks
I guess.
Normal.
Garnet.
Yeah. Then you dip each finger in a vat, a little vat of powder. And then they brush it off with a big giant brush and they proceed to do that like 7-8 times.
Okay.
And then they put one last coat on and you're out the door. And
are they dry when you're out the door?
They are. They're dry.
So the powder is the color of
the powder
polish?
Is the color.
So they have like 200 vats of
and
powder?
They only have about 20.
There's 20 colors.
And they're all bad.
Is it an Essie product?
It is not an Essie product. It's a name. It's like a three letters, which I don't remember.
OPI.
No, it's not any of those. This
okay.
is a different.
It's CD, is CDX or whatever.
Those are
is.
Not the letters. Okay. But there are letters. I just, it's like an, I want to say like an ALS. Is that?
that's a sad thing.
That's a sad
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so not ALS, but something in that area.
Okay.
Something in
I
that area.
I
want to
call it Lou Gehrig's disease.
Something right. in
what
that area.
What if this
area?
Is how they're raising money for the charity?
God bless.
Yeah.
And so
they
that's
had the
it.
Ice bucket challenge. And
now
they
we have this.
Dip yeah. for a cure.
Here's the great news. I was doing gel for a while and then.
You always have a manicure, do you?
No.
Really? Because you have nice hands.
Thank you.
Do people tell you that? Has anyone ever told you you have like a long nail bed?
Yes, they have.
Yeah,
matter
you do
of fact,
have a long
I do.
Nail bed, which
I don't
is nice.
Have long nails.
You do though too.
I do also.
Yeah, I do.
Nail it's, bed recognized.
Every
nail
now
bed.
And again, they someone will be giving me a manicure and they say, "Yo, you have a beautifully long nail bed."
It's quite a compliment.
Well, it really no one would ever notice except then occasionally you see people that have
short nail bed.
Very sad fingers.
Right over here. Don't okay, I'm gonna
dare.
Hide them. I'm hiding them
I
in bet. My armpits.
You can tell she does, though.
Being yeah. told.
She looks like a bitch with short nail beds.
I bet Alicia Silverstone has
short nail
beds.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that feels right.
That feels very mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Being told I had nice nail beds and a beautiful uterus were the nicest things.
Who told you?
Like
the doctor?
Wow. Yeah, that's a very nice thing to hear.
Can I tell you something that's so gross, but yes. I'll tell you anyway. If, can you handle it?
Actually,
based on the things that you sent me to observe for
okay,
today.
Which we're going to get
I'm
into.
I'm not going to feel badly about telling
okay.
you this. So I had to have a colonoscopy.
Oof.
You know what? I didn't mind at all.
Actually, my
well, they put you out.
They put you out.
My friend just had
anesthesia.
The same exact experience. She said it was great. As I've never heard any.
Well, I got to be honest. Afterwards, I thought for sure if I had ever been like gangbanged when I was blackout drunk, I'd wake up the next morning and be like, something's not right. So I was. I don't know how big the camera is, but I was for sure expecting to at least have a little wiggle when I walked.
A little tender,
yeah,
maybe.
Just
yeah.
a little
even like when you wipe
something.
Too hard, there's something like
yeah,
you
just
had
to shake it out a little.
Yeah.
You know, where you sort of be like, oh
something went
yeah,
on.
Something happened. Nothing.
Wow.
But so then the doctor, who is a Looney Tune.
I thought you were going to say gorgeous, which mm-hmm. would have been worse.
He's not bad looking, but it's not, that wasn't my,
yeah.
But I don't know, people that
that do this for a living, you know, whatever. So somebody has to. But he, I was reading his report, of course, because of course I think I'm like a doctor when I'm reading. You know, I'm like, okay, are there any nodes? Are there any polyps? Yeah. And that's a benign polyp? Okay. You know, like whatever. So I'm reading his thing, and then at the bottom it says, her anus externally is perfect.
Whoa!
And I was like, well.
Wow.
For a man that stares at assholes all day to call my anus perfect.
Well, and externally, too. I mean, he's really like, the visual of your anus is perfect.
It couldn't be better. It's at the top, the top of its game.
I was just as surprised as you guys are.
Well, I'm really happy for you.
Knowing how much I've traveled and suffered in my short life.
You know, it's these things.
I was like, the healing properties of the human body.
Yeah.
And it just made me think like, oh, well, if I ever need to find a new lover or whatever, you know, like now I know where to go looking. Like people that are looking for people.
You need an ass man.
Beautiful ass.
An external anus appreciator.
Perfection. Exactly.
Oh my God. That's it.
Data GI. I need to data GI. That's
I've
what I
had
learned.
The opposite actually happened at the butt doctor where they're like,
he said it was thrashed.
A lot of scarring back here. It's like, well, okay, thanks so much. I'll see you guys later.
Thrashed.
Why so much scarring, Emily?
Look.
Okay, not today. Okay. Is it?
A pleaser. We have a pleaser on our hands.
A no-go zone. No-go zone.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of, you've had,
was that before or after the baby that it was thrashed?
Oh, before. Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of anal fissures in my life. That's all you
got. It must just be, you know, how it all comes out of them.
That's
like
correct. The poop
Willy
shoot.
Wonka machine.
It doesn't.
No, like the way that, like we all have the same parts.
Yeah.
But for instance, not everyone has a, we all have nail beds, but not everyone has a gorgeous nail bed like Deanna.
And I wonder yourself. If there's a correlation between bad nail beds and janky poop shoots. There might be.
I bet you there is.
Because Alicia, that might be why she went vegan.
Right. Yeah.
We'll just think about it.
Maybe.
Wow, guys, we've done a lot so far. We're going to hit you with five quick questions just to get to know you in case people haven't gotten a feel so far. These are easy.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're
These are not hurtful. They're not going to hurt you.
I'm scared anyway.
This is kind of like a colonoscopy.
Okay.
That's how it's going to go. Okay. It's going to be nice.
It's going to be great.
You're going to feel lifted up. What irritates you the most about youths?
I mean, the same thing that it irritates me about all people is just how stupid they are.
That is a perfect answer.
I also, like, I know this is said 100 bazillion times, blah, blah, blah. We're living in such a narcissistic age, social media, blah, blah, blah. I was at the hair salon yesterday and I watched a 16-year-old girl, maybe she was 14, spend 25 minutes in front. I don't know if she was waiting for her mother or waiting to get her own hair done. In front of the window where the light was best, taking pictures of herself for 25 minutes. And it was only topped in depressiveness by our topic later today. But I was like, this is so, like, literally her brain, this is what her brain is being used for right now. And I'm not like, of course, we're talking about nails forever. Of course, I believe like, yeah, look good. Get the stuff you want. Do what you need. You know
it's
what I mean?
Not
like
the problem.
Yeah, yeah. I think, great. Look your best or whatever you want to look like. Or, you know, like I'm all for stuff and that. And I'm there getting my hair colored.
You're there too.
But it was such a strange thing to observe. She was completely lost in her phone. And she was a pretty girl. But you could tell that the picture was going to come out way better than how pretty she actually is. And there was a small part of me that just wanted her to know that it was like, sweetie, you're selling something to the world that isn't quite. You know what I mean? Like, it just.
I mean, 25 minutes, she's catfishing herself at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
She's convincing herself she looks like
that. It was really, it was sad. They're vacant.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah. It's interesting. I guess. What do I know?
No.
Well, what you saw was what you saw. I mean, that's inexcusable behavior, right? You can't do that.
I would have been, if I was there, I would have been reading, which I was there, but I mean, if I was her age in there, my favorite thing about going to the hair salon when I was younger and still is like grabbing Vanity Fair and GQ mm-hmm. and reading an article about like an opium dealer in Afghanistan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, like before there was Vice, you know, like those things were mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like getting to the bottom of Tom Wolfe's like sex life, you know, something that you were like, finally, this is what I've been waiting for. It's the Klaus von Bülow expose, you know, and I have just the time to read it now because I have to sit here and wait and then like have my hair processed.
Yeah. Have you listened to the podcast Dirty John, and do you have a hot take on it?
I absolutely have, and I think it's terrific. My hot take on it is I don't love the voice of the narrator.
Chris Gethard.
Chris, it's not Chris Gethard.
Is it? It is.
Really?
No, his name is Chris. Something.
Gethard.
No.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
It's not the same guy?
No.
No.
He's an LA Times journalist.
I thought that was him.
No.
Are you 100% sure? Mm. I mean, how dare I? But I think I'm right.
Gofford.
Oh, so close.
As opposed to Chris Gethard of the Chris Gethard Show.
Right. I thought he was the one.
No.
Go on.
Chris Gofford. So I don't love his voice, but I think it's well done. And my favorite part about it is that I always like things that are really mundane, that are elevated to a, like, scientific level.
Yeah.
Or I should say more like a gothic dramatic level. So, like, all the details of, like, that they got married and then they celebrated with a lemon drop martini.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's the stuff that I'm like, oh, I love this. And I love the daughter who was basically, like, the Kim Kardashian private eye, mm-hmm. the older daughter, Jacqueline, who mm-hmm. was, like, who the mother had zero instincts and was a disaster.
Oh,
and
terrible.
And then you meet the mother's mother and you're like,
there we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like literally damsels in distress, don't scare off a man, like, you know, whatever you were just like, what were we learning in this household? And I just love the daughter who's like, I was in my office and he came in and I have a safe in my office where I keep my like important papers and my Birkenbacks. And he was like,
where's the safe?
What's in there? And I was like, none of your business. And then she put a GPS on his car and then she, you know, like,
yeah.
And it was just like, she was a genius to me. Like I wanted to watch her PI show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then the little one that was taking like online dog and grooming classes. But so I loved the details and it was quick and so I liked it. But mm-hmm. I liked it. I'm listening to that Murder on the Cape now and it's not good.
Not good.
You know what it is? Anyway. It's an unfortunate, it's just a 2020 episode. So it's like.
Which I'm still going to love. I mean.
Yeah, you are. I mean, I watch a lot of Dateline.
Me too.
Et cetera.
Yeah.
Like I'll watch any of it. I just watch a lot of murder. But it was sort of like. A little disappointing because, like, the caliber of the reporting just isn't – they're just kind of repeating what they already got out of their 2020 interview on the show before. And the guy's voice is super cheesy.
Mm.
So it's kind of like –
hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But I'm still listening to him.
I feel like we should do one more question.
There was nothing hot about that take. That was a long take.
No, let's do one more question. It's a great take, and I want to
– Do you guys like Dirty John?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thoroughly.
Yeah. Thoroughly.
But you always need another one right after it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like they try to like gear you into another one.
I don't want to watch that. I don't want to listen to the Charles Manson one.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He doesn't fascinate me the way that he fascinates other people.
I can't believe I have to be asked to have energy to care if he's alive or dead.
I feel exactly the same way. But mind you, I felt the same way about Harper Lee.
Okay.
When they were like, she just died. And I was like, oh, God, she's been dead for 20 years.
Like, she's dead to me.
Like, we discovered her book and she's still alive. And then they discovered the book. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And there was the controversy around the book. And then, like, 2 years later, it was like, she's died. And I was like, oh, I had the whole time.
Yeah.
I thought we had found, like, a J.D. Salinger, you know, manuscript or whatever.
Okay, let's do one last question, and then we have to get into mukbangs.
We do.
Okay, guys,
we do.
And Sam, could we have that audio cable, please?
I got you.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
Or you can plug it in.
Or do I have you? What is happening?
What do you guys hate the most about young people?
Everything.
We actually have learned a lot from the young people, believe it or not.
They're very crafty.
They are crafty.
Yeah.
I think.
Like, they get it done. They take a lot of initiative just over something that isn't remotely necessary or beneficial to society.
True.
Like, whenever I watch these videos and things, I'm like pretty impressed usually with the at-home editing that's going on.
Yeah,
and the,
it's not nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what I've had the biggest problem with lately is I don't trust them.
Oh, yeah.
So that's – I may enjoy them.
Yeah.
You know, and this isn't across the board. This is youths that I've worked with.
They don't feel grounded.
I don't – I feel like they don't would have a value sell me system. Out in a motherfucking second.
They would.
And that's what I don't like.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's an interesting thing to put a finger on.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just think that – maybe that's everything. Maybe what you're saying is actually everything that we're complaining about, which is like they don't feel moored. They don't feel like they have a value system or a direction.
No system.
That it's all just like they eat snacks. They don't eat meals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that there's no – and even just when you see people with their kids, you're just like, what is going on here? Like,
right.
Like who is – why is this happening? Like just a little like
no one's in control.
Again at the hair salon yesterday, some kid putting his hands all over the window and tearing pages out of magazines, being so abusive to his grandmother that was watching him while his mother was getting her hair done. And then they just all of them walked away from like the destruction, you know. And it was just like, so no one's going to turn to this kid at any point and be like, okay, sit down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying I would know how to make it stop, but I'm saying I would suggest we stop for a second.
Right.
And talk about what's happening right now.
Right.
And try and make it stop happening. Like, everyone has a kid that's going to have a meltdown of this or that, but like, or let's go for a walk around the block. Let's go out of here for a minute while we're embarrassing ourselves in front of everybody. But they have no shame about the power that they're, like, the way that their kid... I mean, this is one little family, but it's like, I feel like everybody feels totally entitled and indulged. And so it's like, if you go down, like, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Me first.
Yep. That's not a good feeling.
No one would save you on the Titanic these days.
Not with this. Oh, they would be on it. But first of all, they'd be getting that picture.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't even know it's going down.
Okay.
Maybe we need to get, because the time is, we're moving forward and we haven't gotten a mukbang. So I'm going to just play a mukbang.
I'm just curious what your third question was. We don't have to answer.
Oh, God.
It.
Let's get to it. Hold on. Third question. Is it fair to say that if you weren't an actress writer, you would run a concierge service?
No, I would hopefully be a homicide detective.
Oh, I see that.
My bad.
Yeah.
But concierge service, I wouldn't want to deal with the clients, I don't think, but I love giving recommendations to people.
I'm very good at it.
Very good.
And I feel you're...
Am I, though? Have you ever used any of the things that I've recommended?
No, because you're too fancy for me.
Too fancy how?
What am I doing? I think your recommendations are too expensive.
So my business would fail.
That's a hot note, though. I mean...
Well, you'd have to have
levels.
You're
not for everybody.
You're not for everybody.
Oh, that's my yearbook quote. I'm like, I'm not for everyone. What can you do? Like, if this is what you're looking for...
I'm it.
Look no further.
Yeah, you've got it.
But you got it in
if
space.
If it isn't, I don't blame you and I understand. Like, I totally get... You know, you guys know, like, when you walk into the room, you meet somebody and you're like, no. I'm not for these people.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
These people aren't interested in what my routine.
They're not buying what I'm selling.
No, but then when you do find your audience, like, they're very
great.
That's a great lesson in life. It's just to be like, don't worry about the people who you're not for.
Well, that's
not
a
like
lesson.
Don't worry about them. Hope they get hit by a car. Just like don't try and win them over. You're not for
it's
them.
It's not worth the energy.
Well, especially as a
play
performer,
to your audience.
You know,
it is
important because that's probably what a lot of people spend their time doing is making sure they're for everybody, and then you're watering down your product,
which actually might be what these girls are doing that are mukbanging.
Oh boy! So I'm gonna play. A mukbang, and
I—that's deep,
right? I mean, they're really trying to give everyone something,
or they are playing completely to their audiences. I need to get and I need to know what you guys know about
the
history of all this too.
So I'm just gonna set up.
And I thought you said three brilliant clips because each one was so each personality was so different than the other.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here we are, and just FYI, it's mukbang is a Korean eating show. That's where it originated from. And we have here, it's the online audiovisual broadcast in which a host eats large quantities of food while interacting with their audience. Usually done through an internet webcast, mukbang became popular in South Korea in 2010. So we're going to play a little bit.
So there was a show on Korean TV where people would just eat and talk about it?
Just eat and talk.
Yeah. Or Korean internet, it sounds like. Sure. It sounds like maybe an internet webcast.
Creamy fettuccine Alfredo. Oh, I know it doesn't look like a lot, but this is a big bowl. Actually, it does look like a lot. I saw someone like literally fill it to the top, and I was like, that would be really, really fun to do, but you know I can't eat all that. So I'm just going to be eating these creamy fettuccine noodles that are still
I know exactly who she is. Don't worry.
I'm so super excited. And then we're going to talk and have a proper
mukbang.
I'm not trying a bunch of different things. It's just me eating.
Well, I have totally have that misophonia or whatever it's called.
It is called that.
Which is that I can't fucking stand listening to other people. Last night I said to Rollin, he brought something in. He like wanted a last snack before bed or whatever.
Is this your husband?
We're not married, but yes. Okay. And I was literally in my closet getting dressed and I could hear the bag of whatever. And also like we don't ever eat in our bedroom, but right. He had just decided he was going to have a little snack.
And you're fetching it for him?
No, he had taken it. We had been out kind of late. We hadn't had a chance to eat dinner. I was skipping dinner and he wanted a little something to eat.
Right.
And so he first was in the kitchen eating. Oh, he was having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I was like, I'm going to go wash my face. Because I was like, I can't be in here while I listen to this happen.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't say that to him.
Right,
I just was like, I'm going to go wash my face.
And peanut butter and jelly can really give you
which is why. Yeah. Like if it had been something else. Also, he has a cold.
Oh,
so he's having a hard time. Yeah, so I was like, I need to go.
Yeah.
And then, but I was like pleasant about it. Like I'm removing myself from the situation.
Sure.
And then he followed me into bedroom with snacks. No, and it was like, what are you doing? Yeah. But also, how crazy do you have to be like, what are those snacks doing in here?
Yeah.
You know. So then I was in my closet getting dressed, and I was like,
hiding.
Aren't you going to turn the TV on? Like, because he just wanted to watch TV in bed, and he was like, and he had just turned it on, but it hadn't like clicked in yet. And he was like, I just turned it on. And I was like, oh, okay. But it was like, it was driving me nuts.
So, misophonia is the sound of other people eating, chewing, and it can cause a blood-boiling rage, which it sounds like you have.
Yeah.
Well, so sorry to put this on you. So
then I got in bed and started watching these.
My God.
And I was like, but also they are transfixing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the X factor that you can't even get your mind around.
Because you click on one of these things and they're 25 minutes and you're going, what's about to happen?
I was like, I could never watch 25 minutes of this.
Watched every second of it.
I watched quite a bit.
I sped through the Korean girl because she didn't talk that much.
Right.
And also her food sounds were so much worse than anybody else's.
Mm. Well, she did a lot of mouth work.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing, guys, and there's another.
There's clearly a sexual element.
There is a sexual element, especially this Trish Pateas or
whatever she is.
The creamy
and
Alfredo
is she
girl?
In Vegas? I feel like she's in Vegas.
I don't know where she is, but that's,
I thought
she belongs
had a Midwest
there.
Accent.
She said when she used to live in the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I bet she moved to Vegas.
I love that she goes, when I used to live in the Midwest, I would love to like watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Like it was specific
to the Midwest
that she would enjoy it.
Well, then she went on and on. It was really about, well, she was actually, even though she's super annoying, she's fascinating because she's openly talking about her eating disorder.
Right.
Yes.
So she is the one who's like, in the beginning, she's like, when I used to binge eat.
And you're watching
while you're
her.
Watching with a vat binge of fettuccine Alfredo.
And she's like, I mean, I know I'm about to eat this, but what I mean is like, this is what I used to do all the time, basically. Like, I'm so much better now, she talks
she's
about.
Like, but she gets triggered by Victoria's Secret shows.
It's not model's fault.
It's not the model's fault.
It's not the model's fault.
So when you
she says.
She's like, they're allowed to be them.
But it is really interesting because obviously they've each one been doing this. Maybe the last one I'm curious about, like it's really sinister because what they do is They're also doing that thing, which makes me nuts. The like, hey guys, what's up guys? Yeah. Hi guys. Like best friend, talking to the camera, best yeah. friend thing, which is like every YouTube video.
Right.
But they sinisterly know, like when she's like, oh my gosh, like I'm looking at this bowl. I can't eat this bowl. Like it looks so creamy. It looks so, like that's like phone sex. They're like telegraphing, yeah, yes. like this is going to be wet and creamy when right. it goes into my mouth. And then when they take a bite and they're like, oh my God, that was such a big bite. Like, it's like they're yeah. just, they are, they know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And the Korean girl, too, oh God, she was so upsetting. She had a giant Costco, how she kept adjusting the grill, like working the grill like a DJ. I mean, and she couldn't get that cheese to melt.
No.
But yeah. just the way that she was eating, it was like, I mean, I guess it was like watching a competitive eater, kind of like when you watch them eat the hot dogs. It yeah. was like she had like all these strategies for like how she was going to get it down.
Yep.
And then there's that moment where she's like, oh, you know what I really need is kimchi.
I need the kimchi. I'm too lazy to go downstairs, though. I'm
and like, then she she's eating in her bedroom, which made me so, so nauseous.
Gross, yes.
And the like, here's, I didn't watch the follow-up video, which I guess she takes you shopping at Target.
Didn't watch that.
Like where she was like, here's the pack, here's the box, here's the broccoli cheddar vegan bites from, I mean, I was, it was really. Well,
but you're also, right, so she like took a food. Bite and would show you. What was in the like. Middle, you yeah. know, or like bring the cheese up to the camera. It yeah. was very like.
And the bowl of white rice was the most upsetting. Yes. She needed that to like, what was she doing?
Well,
shoving
I love that
down?
She was like, and I have rice, of course. And I'm like, yeah. there's nothing of course about a bowl of rice with this meal that you're right. going to have. Like melted cheese with corn, yeah. which is not an of course either.
There's also that moment where she goes, oh, I'm so hungry before she starts. She probably weighed 90 pounds.
Right.
Soaking wet. Yeah.
I mean. And she seemed so, she seemed like a captive. You know what I mean? Like, I had that feeling of like, because she was in her bedroom. You're like, where is everyone else in her house? And what do they think she's doing? But then I was like, I wonder how many people have watched this video. 2 million people.
She could also be 14 or 35. Do you know what I mean? Like, that may be her house. And she may be the only one in it. You well, know, I don't know.
I don't
know.
Her parents had to buy her a car, so I'm guessing.
Oh, you've watched other
side.
Videos with her?
No, it was in there. It was, it was casual. She was like, my car kept breaking down. It was really dangerous. My parents helped me get a new one. I was like, what's
there
happening
was
right
another
now?
Thing she said. I mean, I don't know. And she was like, don't worry. I don't. They all said this. I don't throw out this food. I'm going to keep yes. it. And I'm going to eat it later.
It was a very, they must get so many comments.
Yeah.
That must be like a thing. Like yeah. these people that are obsessed with overindulging, they must hate the idea of like food waste must be one of the like things
hot
that they
things.
Can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
How to be less old.
Here's a reminder to check out the new Stitcher Premium series from award-winning British comedian Josie Long.
It's called All of the Planet's Wonders, Shown in Detail.
Through this original scripted alt-comedy series, Josie Long will attempt to better herself and get out into the world with help from Maeve Higgins and a host of other comedy pals, also featuring Earwolf favorites like Aaron Whitehead, Hayes Davenport, and Zach Reno, plus John Hodgman.
And British comics Humphrey Kerr, John Luke Roberts, and The Illusionist podcast, Helen Zaltman's.
Gain fantastic insights about topics including exploration, insects, and fossils.
Travel with Josie and Maeve to the bottom of the ocean in James Cameron's submarine and find out why Josie's dated so many men with a love of rocks.
Give it a listen and make Josie Long your new favorite international comedian.
For a free trial of Stitcher Premium, use the promo code LESSOLD at stitcherpremium.com/planets.
How to be less old!
You always want to look your best around the holidays. With so many parties and reunions, who has time to go to the department store? So when you finally pick out the right party outfit, don't let it be ruined by an ill-fitting bra. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of Third Love.
Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smooth memory foam to create bras that are really comfortable and make you feel and look great.
Third Love offers bras in sizes AA through G, as well as their exclusive half-cup sizes. With over 15 styles, including strapless and plunge, there's a bra for every holiday party look.
Here's the thing. If you're not sure about your size, you're wondering because it's a friggin' mystery, you can chat with a fit specialist or you can take their Fit Finder quiz as you shop from the comfort of your own home.
Because Third Love knows it's the season to spread cheer, they're offering you 15% off your first purchase so you can feel and look your best this holiday season.
Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO now to upgrade your tatas and your holiday style with a perfect fitting Third Love bra and get 15% off with your purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO for 15% off your first Third Love bra.
thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
How to be less old!
Well, the Trish, I have to go back to Trish for a second.
Please
because
do. She's amazing.
She's amazing to look at. And we're going to put these links up so you guys can like see what we laid our eyes on. Yeah, you can feast on them.
And it was those like supermarket fettuccine Alfredo, whatever those like rice-a-roni packets are called. That's basically what she was eating.
Where it's all mixed in there and you're just heating it up. Where, is that
I think,
what it is? Or
like the noodles and the, I think it is all in there together, but it's like those packets.
Packets. Yeah. You're squeezing the sauce into it.
Which actually makes it sound more appealing to me for some reason.
Look, I love a fettuccine. Like there's no two ways. But this vat was so giant. And some things I was watching, like first of all, she would take the biggest of bites. Mm-hmm. It seemed like she chewed for 1 second.
Yeah.
And then was talking, which is a skill.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. That's true.
I can't do that.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't even thought about that. Yes, she swallows immediately.
Immediately, which feels fetishy in and of itself.
Oh, that's so true. I hadn't thought of that.
And then she would leave like cream.
Sauce. Yeah.
How do you bring a vat that size and not bring a napkin with you?
Well, I think
that's part of it.
The sexy part.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
To have like cream on your lips.
They always, whenever there was like a mistake, meaning like something got stuck on something or something got stuck on their lips or their whatever, they always licked it off their fingers. Like the Korean girl, when the cheese got stuck on her things. For also, she seems like, I mean, they all are crazy.
Yeah.
But she seemed like she really couldn't, like she was, there was something about her fixation on the food and that like extra little cheese. Like she had to eat that cheese. She couldn't even just leave it on the tongs or
right.
whatever. But there was definitely something of like, it got on them and they had to eat every bit. So a napkin would have also broken what, like the sort of fetishy sexual, like, appeal of what was happening.
Right.
Like a napkin isn't sexy.
Right. I think you're right. I think the Korean girl.
It's licking up your jizz, basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Korean girl.
She seemed like she was going to kill a whole
room
full
of people. She may be more dedicated.
She had the grill.
Yes.
The mukbang is real.
Yes, I agree.
Where the others are playing at mukbang for.
Right.
Views.
100%
yeah.
agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that, look, it's a Korean
sport. She's like
sport.
A warrior.
She's doing.
She's like, oh my God, you guys, the Asian supermarkets around here, you got to like, I mean, I just was like, so this is, it felt as though this was a passion that she had
right.
found.
And she also had less conversation than the other two girls that we
watched.
Well,
she didn't have a lot of personality to offer.
Or maybe
the other two
maybe
were
no
all
need.
About being hosts
yes.
of their show.
Correct.
She was completely about, you're going to get to watch me eat. And you're right, she was doing a lot of mouth work. They're like,
yeah.
Well, there is an offshoot of all of this, which is.
But what do we know about how this connects to like, I mean, obviously they have to be purging afterwards, right? And they talk about, I mean, that's what she talks about, the whatever, the blondie. She's like, I think she says, I'm not going to throw this up. I used to.
Right.
Or something like that.
She at least alludes to it, yeah. that this was a problem.
But I am just watching them. I've been having, as I mentioned about my colonoscopy, I've been having like stomach issues lately. Like I don't mean to gross people
no
out.
Problem.
But I'm having like a little thing where I have to eat certain things and I have to just be really mindful, mm-hmm. which everyone I guess should be.
Yeah.
But I have to just like there's just certain things I can't have and for a period of time.
Right.
And I'm watching these people like abuse their intestines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh my God, you're like hurting your body. This is not like it's masochistic in a way too.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I do. I think that it's, you know, I was looking through the comments and I saw some people were saying like, That just watching it makes me full. Thank you.
So it could really
oh
be.
Oh my God.
So I think there's a couple people are getting off in different ways on
isn't
this.
That interesting?
You know, I think some people are watching it like, oh, this is weird. You know, and it's just, it's like a car crash. And you're just, as you said, it's strangely
appealing,
like,
yeah.
What is it? What's happening?
It is transfixing.
It's transfixing. Yeah. Why?
I think it's like watching pimple popper videos.
Yeah. It's in the same family.
Yeah. Which I love to watch.
I'm out. I'm all the way fucking out on pimple poppers.
Really?
I can't.
Really?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. I'm all
yeah,
in.
No. Yeah. No, no, no. No thanks. The ones where the whole blunk, something comes out
it's
that you can't
so
even.
If there's a spray, that's even better.
I don't like the spray. Okay. But I like when it's like, oh, it's still going. It's still going. It's still going.
Okay.
I'm all in.
Yeah, I don't know. There is something – I was wondering about that when I was watching it too, because there's something in that – like there's something inexplicable. Like I guess it's like when your dog watches television or something. You know what I mean? Like there's something inexplicably
right.
like comforting where you're like, I can't explain it.
But I'm here.
A part of your brain that somehow like turns off and then is –
like
fully
white noise
engrossed in the like yeah I don't know if there isn't maybe there's like a you know a brain explanation but like I couldn't give you a rational explanation
right.
for why anybody would want to watch this and I was trying to think like how long does dinner take
yeah
like if you go if you
question.
Go out to dinner
yeah
would it take you 25 minutes to eat a salad from the Olive Garden?
No. You
know what I mean? Like yeah. I guess they're talking the whole time, but like I was like, so how maybe dinner, yeah, maybe appetizer course is 20 minutes. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
right.
know. I was trying to figure out like how
right,
long does dinner
right, because there's one
take?
Girl who has
you're
a
like
giant.
Like having dinner with these people.
Yeah, she has a giant vat of salad in front of her and then pasta. I guess something's happening here. So she had spaghetti,
and
salad, and
mozzarella bites.
Mozzarella bites mm-hmm. from Olive Garden.
Ugh.
And
not
she,
a sponsor.
And but then she spent the whole time talking about how they contacted her. She did this thing where she was like acting all innocent about it, but they contacted her and she couldn't believe it. And then she was hungry all week and she didn't eat anything else the whole week. And then the thing that she really wanted was Olive Garden.
Right.
And that they had sent her pins and they had sent her a gift card and they had sent her, you know, like,
yeah.
and it was
not
like,
sponsored,
oh, she's
though.
Getting her business going. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
yeah.
And that girl, I thought she was a one-off. I was like, there's no way that she's 250,000 followers, guys. I thought for some reason, I was like,
she seemed like an emerging artist. She did that.
She did. And yeah. she's mostly makeup
beauty.
And that kind of thing. She did, right. She is more her, what is it? Her,
oh, she does other things?
Vertical.
Her
YouTube vertical
is
more
beauty
and.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Well,
little known fact about her, she's also a skin picker. It's a problem.
Oh, no, that I don't want to watch.
I don't
know.
So you like pimples but not skin picking. It's
There's
you never
videos
know.
Of skin-
no, no, she just, she has. She,
you
like,
watched her pick.
I just.
You noted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't want to watch amateurs pop pimples. I like to see
the
like, the tools. Yeah. The
yeah.
Sort of.
I think there's.
I could have been a dermatologist.
That's your next
question. Yeah. Investigator, PI.
Yeah.
Dermatologist before concierge service for the very rich.
Maybe that's
the very,
same
very,
job.
Very, very,
okay.
very
No,
rich.
I don't want to deal with those people.
I know.
But I wish there was a way
but
to.
I, feel like,
I do love giving recommendations to people. I just hope they enjoy them. I don't know if they do
right.
or they don't.
What would you recommend for us?
I don't know. It depends on what you're looking for. If you
right.
were like, do you know where I can get a blank? That I get
you are going to have a question. Go ahead.
I get a charge out of being like, ooh, you know what? I saw
yeah.
a thing at a
place. She has a lot of questions. Go ahead.
But we can't possibly be done with
No, we're not. But I do think we need to just.
Well, but we are also done.
We're done?
Oh, we are?
I know, you guys. It's
oh, my
10.
God. It's 10 o'clock.
I squandered all my time. We haven't even talked about how disturbing this is, but people will see it.
Yeah.
Final mukbang thoughts.
Final
Jessica.
Mukbang.
What did you feel like you got further away from the human race after watching this or closer to it?
Oh, boy. That's an excellent question. Further away.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it made me feel deeply, deeply sad.
Yes.
Like I felt like It made me feel nihilistic.
Wow.
It did. It was like, I wasn't joking. I emailed these guys last night and I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight. Like after watching this.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I couldn't stop watching it. But I didn't keep going to new ones because I was like, I couldn't possibly.
No. Right.
But it just, there was such a darkness and a sadness to it. Whatever these people were putting out and also whatever the people are that need
consume
whatever
it.
They're putting out. Yeah. It was just like, oh my God, we are in such trouble. Like there's so many dark corners of the, and these people are young and it's just like all of their attachments are unhealthy. And these are the people that we're like relying on
right.
to help us decide stuff. Like we should all vote on something. Like it's like, oh, they get to vote just as much as you do. You know, like not to get like, no, I don't, by true. The way, I don't think any of those people are voting, but I mean, maybe Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
But the rest of them, I just was like, that Korean girl, I was like, what happens when she grows up?
Well, that's interesting. That is
even though
interesting
she's making
question.
$400,000 a month off of her YouTube
well,
subscription.
Well, that's what my friend Carrie, who brought us this.
That girl's making a lot of money.
They're making a lot of money. And she's like, in 5 years, when it's over, if it's over, you know, let's hope it's over.
It won't be over.
But like something else will be. And they may or may not fall into that something else's category. You know what I mean? Like these, like the Vine stars, have they all been able to make their way? They have not.
There'll be debris. But this Korean girl, she's moving on.
But I was watching her wondering when she's 35.
Right.
What will she look back on
That's
this time in her
the
life?
The same
as?
Exact question Carrie had.
Because she seemed like she was a high school student with a very strong eating disorder. Like I'm positive, especially from the way that she was eating. Like she kind of had that. Like I always watch the Nathan's hot dog contest.
Yeah, it's fun.
Coming up, guys, Thanksgiving morning, right?
Hey.
And I'm always like, what the fuck is going on here?
Right.
But also, these people train all year. You know,
it's muscle work. It's,
yes,
there's ways to. Contortions.
When you see Joey Chestnut like moving his body, you know. But she, I think she's deeply, the way that she was doing the eating, there's no doubt in my mind that she has another fetishistic process by which she throws up.
Oh, dear.
You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed like it was like.
This is her process.
Yeah. It's like people that are, not people that are heroin addicts for this reason, but the people that start fetishizing. Like there's the fetishism of like getting the drug. Mm-hmm. Then there's the kind of like tying off and all the rigging and the equipment and the like what goes along. You know, they have all their little like their kits.
Right.
That they and their gear and the way that like there's just something about the fetishism of that. And I was like, there's no way that she's like, good night.
Right.
After that video. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I bet even the way she, even the way, when she took the kimchi,
yeah,
she took the cover off and then she was in the middle of her like, and she gets her rhythm going.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean? Where she's like, and then the salt and the like.
The rice and the dip and the.
Yeah.
She,
and it kind of felt like to me, because I was like, God, have I ever experienced this feeling, you know, of like getting it? Like I joke about something called a snack dance, which is like when you, like when you're little and you get a grilled cheese or something and you're like, like you're like grooving on your food when you get something delicious, you know, and you're like, what, like that, you know, and every now and again you'll be like, and it usually happens as an adult when you're drunk late at night and you get a piece of pizza or something and you're like, yeah, I'm going to eat my pizza. You know, like you have your, like you've permitted yourself this indulgence and you're going to enjoy every second of it kind of thing. And I just was like, there's no way she can come down off this high from this performance by just like putting the food away. And with the kimchi, she was in the middle of her groove and then she noticed that the Tupperware container of the kimchi wasn't on it.
Yes.
And she like does this move where she just puts the Tupperware on, but it was like, why is she worrying about that right now? And it was like, she needs to put her food away in certain ways and like, yeah. I don't know.
Good observation.
Great. Yeah. Beautiful. Jessica.
Any quick questions, Emily, before I go?
I'm going to send you a list.
Is there one thing you really need in your life?
God, that's a hard hard one. I mean, I need a lot right now.
I wish I had like a special things list, like Oprah. Like, yeah. But I don't have anyone who any followers.
Just
you guys.
Twitter.
Just you guys.
Oh, shut up.
No,
you
really.
Have literally.
I have like five followers.
I feel like
followers.
Things I need from you. I'm going to need the name of your dermatologist.
Okay.
Perhaps your dentist. I feel like.
I'm going to give you this one right here because I just found a terrific new dentist.
Mm, okay.
And I was going.
I was
going to New York for my dentistry.
Okay, that's upsetting.
Because my friend sent me to that dentist in New York. He was amazing. He is amazing. I'll continue to go to him when I'm there, Greg Latucci. But I never had one here. And then I chipped my tooth, and I was like, you know, panicking.
Right.
And one person sent me to one. That dentist did not do a good job. 2 days later, I had to go back to get this thing fixed again. And this guy is so amazing. His name is Dr. Jonathan Rudner, DDS. Okay. He's in Beverly Hills, he's not astronomically expensive because he is starting his own practice. He was at a very fancy practice.
Does the man take insurance?
He submits to your insurance and then, like, I got a check from Delta.
Okay.
So, yes, I guess he does take insurance.
Yes. Okay.
But they do it all for you. Or they figure it all out for you. And as he cleaned my teeth himself the last time I was there. And I was like, why is he doing this?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Never.
And I think it was because he had a slow morning and he loves his job.
Oh, God bless.
And I said to him, why are you a dentist? Like, what's going on? Do you love being a dentist? He said, I love it. I absolutely love it. I always dreamt of being a dentist. There was a career day when he was a kid and he went to the local dentist and his mother was like, you should be a dentist because he used to do models. He was good with his hands, which I thought was fascinating that his mother didn't tell him to be a surgeon. She told him to be a dentist.
Yeah.
This guy should totally be a plastic surgeon. Like he is precise and amazing. And I said to him, because you know how some dentists will do like Botox and stuff in their office now? And I said,
dear God, I didn't know that.
They do, because they're like, you're in there anyway, and it has to do with your face and your smile, and they'll upsell you on it. And I said to him, I noticed you don't have any flyers for anything like that here. Like, I mean, you know me, I'm like trying to get inside the business while I'm in the chair, you know, like wanting to know what he's using and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I would never do that. I don't think... I would never do it enough on people that I would be an expert at it.
God bless him.
So they shouldn't get that service from me.
God bless him.
Dr. Jonathan Rudner, DDS.
All I want
is for his business to succeed. He's wonderful.
Jessica, we are going to plug you and say all the fun things you're doing unless you care to.
You can if you want.
What do you got?
Search Party Season 2.
Yes.
Coming out the 19th. I don't know when this comes out.
Sweet.
Very excited. I did a few episodes of that, but I love that show so much.
Yeah, that's so much fun.
Delighted to be a part of it. Big Mouth.
Yes.
Which I love more than anything. Big Mouth like saved my artistic soul last year.
Oh.
Though it was also the most dramatic role I've ever had because I just had to play like a divorce. Everyone else got like great jokes. And Seth Morris and I, who I love and is a very old friend of mine, obviously, for all of our adult lives together, just had to fight and get divorced like the whole time. And it was like, I was like, so I was like, are you okay? Like after our arguments, you know, it was so unkind in moments, you know? And then I'm co-hosting a new podcast called The Kibitz,
which is
a niche podcast, but I hope it finds its audience. It's kind of like modern Jewish cultural identity stuff. Dan Crane is really the guy who's done the whole thing and I'm just kind of co-hosting it. But we do have a live show on December 13th at Cantor's Deli. And if people go to Kibitz Pod, we're doing like a night in the Catskills kind of thing.
Oh my God. I'm excited. We should go to that.
KibitzPod.com for tickets.
Okay, great.
Or I might be able to get hook you it some up. Tickets.
Sweet.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you.
So much fun. How to be less old.
Wow. A lot happened today.
So I feel like we went on a journey. We would have liked to have stayed on the journey a lot longer than we did.
Yeah. Well, we only have as much time as we have.
That's right.
We have to have Jessica back because she knows all of the things and we need to just...
So, yes. And I want to share that I really had quite a reaction to these videos.
What happened to you?
Well, they are what they are, right?
But okay.
it really made me examine my personal relationship with food.
Really?
And eating, yes.
What did you learn?
And I think, you know, it's coming off the wings of She's All Fat. Like, I right. really just had, like, a moment where I was like, I would have never in my life allowed myself to do a mukbang.
Okay.
Which is an interesting thing to realize.
Mm.
And maybe that's good, maybe that's bad.
Yeah.
But it's just, let's sit with that.
Well, I will say the closest I ever come to a mukbang mm-hmm. is Carrie, who brought us this show. Mm-hmm. Her and Jen are my, you know, old-time friends from New York. And when we go out to eat—
You do it.
We kind—I mean, we don't mukbang, but adjacent.
Are you at like a bupa-da-bepa? What's that
no,
restaurant?
No, we're not at a chain Italian restaurant. Please, Emily, we are eating the finest of Italians. Bucca de Pepo.
I can't even
we're not
say
at
it.
Some garbage. We're eating
are
well.
Are you at the Olive Garden?
No, okay. We're eating at great places, but we will go hard or go home. And I remember we went out for sushi once. It was right after Carrie had given birth, so she had been without sushi. I made the mistake of saying, can we get brown rice? And literally, I thought she was going to murder me.
It's just
she was
respect,
so
yes.
disgusted with me. Like, how dare you, after what I've been through, say brown rice to me right now.
Baby came out of her
right.
body.
Well, we went to this place and we ordered a tremendous amount and they were shocked at how much we ate. It was like a real, you know, Japanese sushi yes. place. And then I remember just like putting my finger up and just going like, again, like what just happened? Do it again and send us another round of all of that, which yes. really threw them for such a loop. But so we can go, I can go hard, but it's specific and it's with them. And it's not often.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's something where you're truly living.
It's fun.
To have that moment.
It is fun.
You know what I mean? And I'd like to get there.
So you may – mukbang has moved you into potentially letting go with food, maybe.
Maybe.
More will be revealed. Guys, are you going to go to see Jessica – what is it? December
12th?
13th. 13th at Cantor's.
In the Kibitz room, nothing more fitting, for a live episode of The Kibitz.
Because we will be there. So we would love to see you there. Right? We plan on going.
That's correct.
Yeah.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. the 13th of December. Hope to see you there.
Bye.
Bye. I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
We love you. Go and onto the iTunes and just give us love because that's what we like.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.